This is a free download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/radio3. This edition of Radio 3's Early Music Show Download is presented by Lucy Skeeping.
Christopher's conducted the 16 in that sacred madrigal by Monteverdi, O cechi il tanto affaticar, O blind ones, what is the use of all your toiling? It's just one of the works in an extraordinary anthology Monteverdi put together in the final years of his life, entitled Selva Morale e Spirituale, or Moral and Spiritual Pieces, published in Venice in 1641. This was, in fact, the largest volume of sacred music he'd made since his famous Vespers some 30 years earlier, and it's absolutely jam-packed with wonderful stuff, from intimate solo songs to electrifying eight-part choral pieces with orchestral accompaniment. And it's one of those that we're going to hear next, the Dixit Dominus Primo, for eight voices, two violins and four trombones. Verdi's first Dixit Dominus, part of his collection Selva Morale et Spirituale, which is the focus of today's early music show. The collection was published in the very last years of Monteverdi's life. He was now an old man of 73. His fame had long reached its pinnacle, and less had been heard of him for several years. And yet, this extensive compendium of sacred works made it quite clear that his was a voice that should not be forgotten. Monteverdi had long been employed at St. Mark's Basilica in Venice, but from 1630 onwards he gradually began to withdraw from his everyday activities as maestro di cappella. Perhaps it was the devastating plague epidemic that ravaged Venice around that time and had already claimed more than 50,000 victims, which made him feel like retreating from the world. But it may also simply have been his approaching old age. It was the custom in the 17th century for the over 60s to begin to prepare for death, and we know he took holy orders in 1632. There was a sense then of preparing for the final curtain, as it were, and Monteverdi seems to have stopped composing altogether around this time, leaving the door open for the next generation, including some of his own pupils. And yet, in 1638, after a break of some 20 years, he appears to have had what we might now call a late bloom when he published his eighth book of madrigals. And that wasn't all. Just 2 years later, this collection of sacred works appeared, an anthology of more than 60 pieces for varying combinations of performers, which opens with three madrigals that include the one we heard at the top of the programme. They're not sacred works in a strict sense, but rather, as the title suggests, they're moral poems with texts in Italian. In these two, Monteverdi invites his audience to listen carefully and ponder the melancholy and nostalgia of a man who, in the evening of his life, is forced to confront the transience of existence. Two sacred madrigals, Voi Cascoltate and E Questa Vita un Lampo. This life is a flash of lightning which disappears as it appears in this mortal existence. Could it be the aging Monteverdi looking back over his life and deciding that he still had more to give as a composer? Certainly this collection, his Selva Morale e Spirituale, is an impressive final flourish from a musician who'd had an extraordinary career. It's dedicated to Eleonora Gonzaga, a princess of Mantua and, by marriage, queen consort of Hungary and Bohemia and Holy Roman Empress. She was also a huge patron of the arts, and during her reign, the imperial court in Vienna became one of the centres of European Baroque music. She was also a great supporter of the Counter-Reformation, and so the dedication of this vast album of sacred music would no doubt have pleased her. We don't know if she ever heard any of the pieces, since there's no record of any performances outside Venice during Monteverdi's lifetime, but there's little doubt that Venetian audiences would have been utterly captivated by this music. A prominent feature of the anthology is psalm settings, especially the ones used regularly for a Vespers service, like the Dixit Dominus we heard earlier, Laudate Dominum, which is a setting of Psalm 117, and this glorious setting of Psalm 112, Beatus Fia. Voices of Cantus Köln and the brass players of Concerto Palatino in that rather grand setting of Psalm 112, Beatus Fia, from Monteverdi's Selva Morale e Spirituale collection, published in Venice in 1641. Mind you can imagine the problems the publisher Bartolomeo Magni might have had when it came to putting this collection together. Everything from a cappella choir to solo voices, duets, right up to a string orchestra with brasses, all of varying length, And with different texts, some in Latin, some in Italian, it would have been a 16th century typesetter's nightmare. Apart from the wonderful psalm settings and sacred madrigals in the collection, Monteverdi also included a setting of the Mass, written in the stile antico, or old style, for four voices and basso continuo. Monteverdi's Mass in four parts. Gabriel Garrido conducted Ensemble Elima. It's not without reason that we find right at the end of the publication of Monteverdi's Selva Morale e Spirituale a final lament that reaches all the way back to the early days of his career as a dramatic composer. It's basically a contrafactum, or a substitution of text, of his celebrated Lamento d'Ariana, which in its time formed the centrepiece of Ariana, the otherwise lost opera from 1608. In the opera, it's sung by the daughter of the King of Crete, who's been abandoned by her lover. Monteverdi himself considered this to be one of the peaks of his creative career, and he'd already published an arrangement of it as a madrigal as well. So the fact that he turned to it yet again, substituting religious words in order to place it in this last sacred song collection, certainly has profound biographical and artistic significance. He identified with this work in a quite special way, and he wanted posterity to judge him by it.